So let's go on now and talk a little bit about upfront therapy of myeloma. We chatted about that with Paul Richardson, the other faculty person there, and brought up a couple of issues. And one particular pressing issue is the issue of what's the standard of care nowadays. It has been RVD for a long time. We're starting to see some really interesting results coming out with daratumumab. Where are we today, and where do you think we might be in the next couple of years in terms of induction therapy?
So I think as far as induction treatment is concerned, most of us have adopted the use of a triplet regimen. And in the transplant-eligible patient, we're using generally a proteasome inhibitor with an IMID and a steroid. So RVD or KRD has sort of been adopted as the treatment in the transplant-eligible patient population. What you saw very nicely covered at this year's ASCO and later on at EHA as well is now quadruplet regimens. So for the first time we heard from the Cassiopeia trialists a quadruplet regimen of VTD, that's bortezomib, thalidomide, dexamethasone, in combination with daratumumab. So those monoclonal antibodies, which we used to use in the relapse refractory setting, are certainly coming up front. And when you look at this data, we saw very high overall response rates and obviously a much better progression-free survival, as well as maybe a hint towards a survival advantage of the quadruplet when compared to the triplet. So I do believe that the future is going to be quadruplets. We just don't have the data just as yet in the transplant eligible to transition everybody to the quadruplet. I do think one has to take into account as you add more drugs, you're going to see more toxicity as well. And once you start seeing that, the question becomes, you know, to try and get to that MRD negative state, how much are you able to forego in terms of toxicity, and it ultimately will have to be a balance of efficacy versus toxicity.